This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We got to talk about, it's basically the dangerous things that were just the normal things when we were kids.
Yes.
And now are outlawed. I mean, the biggest thing in the world is lawn darts.
Yeah, we should have died. All of us should be dead as kids.
How are we not?
I know.
Did you have them?
Oh, lawn darts, heck yeah. We would sharpen them. Got to get a good stick in there, you know, just...
It's heavy enough. Didn't it have like a, like as you threw it up, a weight would like shift from the back to the front, and then as it got through its parabolic arc, the weight would shift again.
Yeah,
to make and then
sure.
It would come down.
Yeah.
Then you didn't need it sharpened.
Well, you just get bored. They had the little hoops that you were supposed to get.
Yes.
Have them come in, yeah.
And we didn't have to walk back and forth. One team would stand by their hoop, and the other team would stand by their hoop. It's like playing cornhole, except with knives.
Sharp, yeah. Lawn darts.
Who thought that was a good idea?
That should be in the Olympics. That should be fun.
If you were good at it, it could be, but like, did you ever? I never knew anybody got hurt.
No, never.
But we make things so.
See?
That's your answer. See, one of the other big ones from I think we got some of this stuff from Reddit or whatever. I know you shot fireworks at people.
Oh, firework wars, BB gun wars.
Look at Erin. She doesn't understand. Like you didn't do anything stupid,
no.
Right?
Well, yes, but not to this extent.
That's how you make people dance. You shoot at their feet, and they have to kind of
Irish what, like jig? A Roman candle, or
yeah.
Something?
And then they kind of do a jig to get out of the way.
And that's funny.
No. Never.
Could you please tell me having a child has changed this attitude in you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Me and you on the fourth, man. Yeah. We're gonna go.
Do you guys remember, don't all have to be my things, but does anybody here remember never wearing a seatbelt as a child?
Oh, absolutely.
Like ever?
Never. Yeah, we never had. Was never the law.
I always did, but we didn't on school buses.
Yeah.
Which also
there's
makes
still,
no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that they're still not.
Actually, I saw a thing. It makes sense not to have the kids because there's 80 kids on a bus, and if something happens, you got to go around and make just it's faster for them to get all out of the situation when they're not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if they're rolling off a cliff, although it would just be a lap belt, and so they would just get cut in half.
You're right. They wouldn't have the shoulder straps.
But it's just never made sense to me that like you're on a plane that's taxiing and they're like, put your seatbelt back on. And like our kids are in a bus.
Yes, unseatbelted.
Yes. We used to go up to like Estes Park in the school bus, taking those turns back and forth.
Whoa.
We could be rolling down the canyon into the Big Thompson River and we're not buckled up at all.
But it was faster to not do it.
There's that. Plus, you're not cool if you're buckled in.
Talking about not wearing a seatbelt, I know Steve and I have this in common. My brother fell out of a moving car because he wasn't seatbelted.
My mom, she was sleeping against the door. The door opened. We were flying down the highway.
And the door opened.
Well, I reached over and grabbed one of her shoulders. My dad took a little extra minute. I noticed that.
I don't remember why my dad was in the back seat, but I'm pretty sure my dad was in the back seat when my brother Lonnie fell out.
Like literally shoulder
roll?
Somebody
was taking it. I think maybe somebody was learning to drive and they took a corner and the door just opened.
Yep.
And he was like, and it was like, just grabbed his arm and his face was like right next to the pavement.
Yeah.
And they pulled him back in.
That's...
But I mean, he would have been probably dead. Skin grafts at a minimum.
But see, this was all the time as we were young.
I remember hearing stories about my dad. He had like 7 siblings. And so to have 8 kids in a car and then 2 parents and like a basic station wagon, they would layer them in the back with plyboard between the two.
Hold
like
on, wait.
Shelf?
Like a parfait? Like a, no, a shelf is better. Shelf is better.
Yeah, true.
Stack them up.
Why wouldn't you? Because they didn't want them touching each other, so you put wood in between
them. Because it was easier? I don't know.
At home, do they sleep in a chest of drawers?
Put them away. What? All right, so these are some examples of dangerous crap that was happening when we were young. We want to hear what you were doing when you're young that you now realize probably could have killed you, or was at a minimum super dangerous. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059.
I also remember as a kid, my parents would do a lot of home renovations, like flipping stuff. And so I was little, I didn't do much. But what I could do was tell if batteries were dead or not, and I also kind of liked the taste. So I was just like,
It's 12.8 cents. You can buy a battery test.
Well, I'm free. They didn't have those back then.
Oh, was there? It was just lick it.
My brothers used to make me lick it.
You were the battery licker?
Yeah, they didn't want to. They're like, I don't know if this one works. And you're like, no. It's a really gross feeling. You liked it?
Yeah.
Made her feel alive. I remember when I was at my friend's 14th birthday party, Axe body spray was new on the scene, and we were all 14-year-old boys, so we all had several in our bags, and we had a bonfire, and it ended up with us just throwing all of them into the
fire. You threw them in?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, my.
I thought you were going to do the napalm and light it.
No, it started that way, and then it was like, what if we just threw the whole thing in and scatter, and that was way more fun.
They exploded, right?
Yeah, big time.
Did anybody get this? By the way, we want you to call with your stuff, but we're not condoning.
No.
Well,
we're not. Like, we definitely played with fire more than we should have.
Yeah.
Way.
Like, did you get gas out? And like,
all that. In fact, we tested the thing where we had a metal gas can and we would throw it in the air and someone had a shotgun and you go boom and just see if the.
Yeah, it won't blow up, unfortunately.
Never. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys, like, 4th of July sit around like a kitchen table and you each had a pile of firecrackers that you would spend all day unrolling until you made a big pile of gunpowder and you made a huger? You guys never?
And then what? You like put it together in a new wrapper and made a
and
new explosive?
Tighter.
No.
Oh. Well, we should.
Here's the other thing Steve used to do that you're not mentioning.
What?
Didn't you used to like take a bullet and like hit a rock on it?
So we found some .22 shells one time. And you set them on its side, and then you take a rock, and you hammer the back on top of the back.
So then it shoots.
But you don't really know where it's going.
Oh, my God.
That's the fun part.
It skips along the street.
Do you make sure nobody's in front of it?
I don't recall that part.
Yeah.
I just remember.
There's just.
Bam, bam, bam.
All right, so if you were a dangerous person as a kid, or you did dangerous crap, we want to hear your story.
Yep, fun.
Dave.
Hey.
What was dangerous when you were a kid?
Oh, my dad had an old Chevy pickup with the tailgate that had the chains on each side.
Yep.
And us kids, me and my sisters and a couple neighbor kids would sit on the tailgate while we're going down the road. We'd hang on to those chains and dare each other to look under the truck all the way to see the front of the truck while it's going down the road.
Okay, that's extreme.
That is insane.
So who won?
It didn't matter who won, but my dad caught us one time and made us get in the back of the truck, which you can't do anymore.
Right.
But we just sit and ride on the wheel wells and everything was cool.
Yep.
Am I the only one who not only rode in the back of the truck most of the time, but I was a paperweight for the cargo?
That's right. Your parents were hauling a mattress. They had you lay on top, which was on top of their vehicle.
Yeah.
And you were holding it.
It's very much like Magic Carpet Ride.
Yes.
Except not funny
at
all.
It's better than the whole tailgate.
Yeah, that's really dangerous, Dave. Thank you for the call. Amy.
Yay.
What was dangerous when you were a kid?
So when I was in high school, we used to play something called Cops and Robbers, where you would split your friends into two different cars and basically pretend that you were in some kind of cop chase and drive into neighborhoods, kill your lights, pull into someone's driveway, back out really fast. You know, those kinds of totally normal things I'm sure Steve did.
And then when you're cops and robbers, did you drive with your lights off a lot?
And that.
Yeah, quite often.
Because you're trying to get away from the cops. Like, so you turn your lights off.
Yeah, pretty much.
And drive.
Fly up on someone's driveway and turn your lights off.
Yes. And, then and try to pretend you're.
Yeah.
Try to hide in an open garage, those kinds of things.
Guys, let's do this this weekend. That's how I miss that. That
we should
fun.
Be dead or incarcerated.
Or
or both.
Probably.
Oh, my God, Amy. When did it hit you how stupid you are?
I married a cop last year.
You're an idiot.
As funny as I thought it was.
That is hilarious. Thank you, Amy. Don.
Yeah.
Dangerous when you were a kid.
So, a little older here, and we had a mid-60s, I think it was a Dodge van, and back then they had mid-engines. Yeah. And so my dad built a box around the engine and put shag carpet on the top, and you can see the windshield, like, at eye level, and we would lay on that with our stomach down and put our arms out, and like we were flying through the air. And one time my brother, who was younger than me, my dad had to hit the brakes, and he went in right into the dashboard. So, we look back now, I'm thinking, how are we still alive?
Yes.
You shouldn't, like...
That's fun, though.
It's not
on
fun.
The hump? Yeah.
It's, oh, my God, dude. Thank you for the call, Don. Blake?
Yai.
What is the stupid stuff you did as a kid?
When I was about 7, my dad bought me a beginner compound bow, and my friends and I used to go in the backyard and shoot arrows straight up in the air, not watch the arrow, and then run around in circles and hope you didn't get hit.
That's cool.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being dead serious, and I don't know how I'm still here.
You should have lit him on fire. That's the only, you were just, yeah.
So you weren't even looking out for it, and did anybody ever get hit?
No, but there was one time where it landed right in between my friend and I when we were running towards each other, and it was pretty close. And that's what I thought after doing this for like weeks, where we kind of had this realized, wait a second, this is probably not the best.
This should
thing
be an
to
Olympic
do.
Sport.
This is the dumbest thing.
It's fun.
It's lawn darts, except with more intent.
Thank you. They managed to next level lawn darts. Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the call. It brings me to that thing that we always talk about when you see, like, in movies or whatever, where they run outside and go and shoot their machine gun in the air.
Yeah.
Where do those bullets go?
You would hope coming right back down in your...
Just, right?
Yeah, cool.
They're falling somewhere. They don't just keep going up.
That is true.
Oh, my God. Parker.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Dangerous crap you did as a kid.
So as a kid, my brother and I, we were probably like 5 or 6. We'd play a game to where we would try to light all the candles in the house as fast as we could. And there was probably 6 or 7 candles in the master bathroom. And before we knew it, it was up in flames and the house actually caught fire in the master bathroom. So
both lost.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.